Warning, if you are eating your breakfast, just know that this is going to be foul.
Okay.
You shouldn't eat your chips anymore, Jason, because you're going to throw up.
I already gagged when you mentioned it.
Yeah.
All right. We want to know, what would you do if you saw this happening on your cruise ship? A woman was caught scratching her fungal-infected foot with a fork from the dinner that was being served on the cruise
ship.
That
is disgusting.
When you got to itch, you got to get it.
Oh.
And she started scratching her foot with a fork. And we actually have a video, if you'd like to, because I'm telling you, it's bad.
I'm not looking at it.
Yeah,
it's bad.
I want to see it.
It is, because we showed guest services, and they couldn't believe it.
So this is her just scratching her foot at this point.
Mm-hmm, just scratching right now.
You can see the severity of her infection.
And she lives on the third, stays on the third floor.
This very disgusting.
Is very is
absolutely
disgusting.
Where's her tenactin, number one?
Yeah. I don't know.
And number two, that fork cannot be used again.
No, they got to throw that away.
Oh, but if nobody called attention to it, she would just probably take it right back. I mean, probably if she
were smart.
It's
probably too late.
It's too late, but she probably, if it like really got that itch really good, I would keep the fork.
Keep that fork.
But she probably just took it and put it right back on the table and no one would know.
Yeah. We've probably eaten off of a fork that is fungally infected.
Well, think it's been
or
in,
worse.
It's been in people's mouths that probably have herpes. I mean, you know,
but I mean, it's hot water cleaning it.
It is, and that's like why I'm okay with it, but not somebody's fungal infection.
I just don't want to think about it. Sometimes I do think about it when I'm at a restaurant. I'm like, this has been in like 1,000 people's mouths or whatever.
Or you think about a cup that you're drinking out of.
Yeah, yeah. But you're like, oh, but yeah. By the time they told them, they can't trace the fork.
No,
they all look the same. Would you have said something at the time, Katie?
Do you know, I thought, what would I do in this situation? First of all, I would absolutely sit and stare. I would watch the entire thing go down. And I would stay seated watching.
That would ruin
watching.
Your dinner.
It would. But I would sit there until she left. And I would see what she did with the fork. I would watch.
Yeah.
And then I would go over to somebody and I would say, I just want you to know, this is what was happening. I have the video proof if you want it, if I filmed it. You know, if you want it, you have to throw it away.
Right. They may or may not.
I think a cruise ship would throw it away.
I
right
think they think? Would.
If they had the fork in question, they'd be like, all right.
And I had a video.
And they're not throwing away like a balcony room.
No.
They're throwing away a fork.
A fork.
I've thrown away nasty forks that just can't get clean sometimes from silverware. It's like, seems like something gets on it or it gets old. I throw it away.
Well, you know what, Jared? You're
you just keep
famous.
It?
Yeah.
You keep
you
it.
Scrub it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm saying it seems like it's like.
No.
It's not like I do this every week. It's like, you know, once every couple of years.
Jared.
That's lazy.
Let's be real. You won't even put your dishes in a sink, number one. I have myself opened up cabinets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
God. Two different times now since I've been working with you.
Yes.
There was a cabinet right over in the phone screener room.
That was 15 years ago.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. It still was. Most recently, in the office that we share, I was looking for reels of paper, whatever. And so I'm opening up a drawer, and there is a damn... with a fork stuck to it. And I took a video and I got a lot of views on it because you're disgusting. So don't be acting like you don't throw away your dishes all the time.
I don't do it all the time.
You're
I've
like my
it.
Son Landon in the room.
Yes, he's 12.
No, because you'll find one or the kids will be in their room forever. I'm like, this is not worth scrubbing for 15 minutes.
Just put it in the dishwasher.
What a soak it. It is worth it.
Okay, I don't buy $10,000 knives. These
I don't,
like
that's
cheap.
Not, it doesn't
These
matter.
These are like Dollar General forks.
It's a fork.
Like,
but you just have to put it in the dishwasher.
I don't know. There's
it
some
gets hot.
There's some where it's like, this is not even worth it. This has been in my son's room. It's probably got worse diseases than this lady's foot on it.
If I'm there's like a, maybe a coffee cup,
or
but mostly.
You can tell when it's like, oh, God, or something got mold in it. It's like, oh, I don't.
But the hot water will kill. Let me ask you
but
something,
But I would never
Jared.
Throw away a fork.
You're
no.
famous
Well, so
for
what about
calling
the, what about the fork? Sorry, but what about the fork for the fungal? You wouldn't throw that away?
I would throw that away, but I'm talking about in my house.
What if it's in your house and you saw your kids doing it?
I would not. First of all, I would spank them.
But would you throw away the fork or keep
them.
It?
They would never.
I'm saying if they did. And I wouldn't say never. Kids itch. They're not even thinking about it.
They're not using a fork.
I'm just saying if they did, would you throw it away?
No, I wouldn't.
Maybe
you
not
wouldn't.
In my own house.
No, because it's like our family.
I would probably disinfect
fungal,
the hell out of it.
Their fungal is fine.
Okay.
Jared, you are famous for reporting bad behavior that you're famous for.
Famous, yes.
Texting if somebody is not acting appropriately at a sports game.
Yes.
What would you have done or said the time?
I would not have confronted the person directly. But
not the person.
But I would have probably gone to like, hey, I mean, because it's infected. I mean, it's like her foot's gross.
Yeah, in some of the videos, it is being blurred out because it is very hard to look at. But I will tell
it's
you,
it's like a death.
But I'd probably go right then, not wait. Right. I mean, I don't know how long. Maybe they didn't wait that long. Like, hey, look, I'm not trying to cause a problem, but like, this is gross.
But also, something you're seeing in the video is it gets very white and scaly on the bottom of her feet, which is indicative of the fungal infection.
They should spray Tenected, I'm telling you.
And it's going on the floor. Where do you think those bits and pieces of skin that she's scraping off are going?
You know, she's been in the pool and all that, too.
Ew.
Oh.
Thank God for chlorine.
Oh,
that's true.
Thank God.
Yeah,
but chlorine. She's walking around the deck.
I know. No, anytime you're in a pool, you can't think about that either. The chlorine helps. But it does.
At what
like
point, though, are you walking around with the fungal that she has where she's like, you know what? I might want to get something for this.
Yeah, I know.
At what point are you sitting in a the dining area of a cruise ship, right, and you just are like, oh, I don't care if anybody, she must
that's
know
gross
people are watching.
Yeah, or just doesn't care.